This is Father David Celery with this week's focus, Born Again. Dear friends, this is Trinity Sunday, a day to celebrate one of the greatest mysteries of all, a day to ponder the dynamics of one God in three persons. This gospel's exposition of the Holy Trinity grows out of a conversation Jesus is having with Nicodemus, a righteous scholar totally committed to life governed by Mosaic law. He respects Jesus. He's puzzled by him. And he wonders how we can be born again. The original King James Version of this gospel uses the term born again. Later editions use the term born from above. Both translations are consistent with the Greek text and with Christ's message. We're born in the flesh, but in baptism, we have a new life in Christ. We're born in the Spirit, born from above, born again. As Jesus explains to a skeptical Nicodemus, our birth is not the product of our mother's labor. It's not a birth into this finite earthly life. It's a birth into the Spirit, into everlasting life. Our new life, well, it doesn't come through fertilization and gestation. It's a direct gift from God, a rebirth in water in the Spirit, made possible by the life, passion, death, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. And as such, we're not only born again, but we're born from above. In certain sophisticated circles, the term born again has fallen out of favor. It's become synonymous with a naive fundamentalism, a rejection of science, an inability to process nuance, a narrow, intolerant worldview. And yet Jesus tells us we must be born again. And he's none of those things. He's the resurrection and the life, the embodiment of regeneration through grace, and the very vehicle of our salvation. To be born means to breathe oxygen directly into our lungs, to begin to take and process nourishment on our own. To be born again means to breathe in the Holy Spirit, to begin a lifetime of ingesting and processing that gift of grace. Our birth and our rebirth, well, they're not random events. They're carefully crafted components of God's plan for creation. And as such, they involve God in totality, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. The Father, well, the Father is the author of all creation, including ours. He delights in us, and we're his beloved. Of the millions of species that inhabit the earth, only we're created in God's very image and likeness. Only we're given the knowledge of good and evil. Only we possess immortal souls. In our sins, God never has and never will abandon us. He sent Jesus Christ, the embodiment of divine love, to lead us to salvation. That mystery of faith, that simple, all-powerful truth, is declared in this gospel in a single verse that thrills Christians to this very day. For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son so that everyone who believes in him may not perish, but may have eternal life. My friends, this gospel illustrates the Trinity at work in the world and at work in you and me. Creation and redemption are the gifts God gives us that are most familiar. But it's inspiration, the gift of the Holy Spirit, that's the focus of this gospel. To be born again, well, is to be born of the Holy Spirit. While the waters of baptism cleanse us collectively and individually from guilt, the Holy Spirit literally inspires us, breathing God's grace into the spiritual void that was our soul. It is the Holy Spirit dwelling in us who is God's agent of influence from the moment of baptism to our final breath. We may neglect that presence, we may ignore that influence, but the Holy Spirit never neglects or ignores us. In praying over this gospel, I look to the insights of the great doctors of the church, to Augustine and Aquinas. But it was a little noted remark by Brother Lawrence that moved me most. Lawrence was a humble friar who spent his life in the kitchen and dining room of his monastery, serving and cleaning up after his priestly and scholarly superiors. He embraced his role and made his every act a prayer to the glory of God. Lawrence firmly believed that the Father created him to give glory to God by serving others. Each day he carried the cross of Christ in heavy loads and long hours. He felt the breath of the Holy Spirit as a powerful wind at his back, lifting him, propelling him forward in joyful, loving service. As we pray the Creed this Sunday, as we say, "I believe in the Holy Spirit," we proclaim that there is a living God infused in us, propelling us forward in his service. We declare that in the Spirit we are born again, that we are one with the Three. This has been Father David Celery with this week's Focus. To learn more, visit me at davidcelery.org or follow me on Facebook, iTunes, or Twitter. God love you.